Tonight's shiur, Simen Tzadi Hei, Kivun Evarov, B'Shas Tfila, how a person should set his limbs when he davens when an Esrei, Sif Aleph, Yichavin Raglov Ze Eitzel Ze, B'Kevon, Ke'ilu Enam Ela Echod. A person should set his feet one against the other straight, as if they're one leg, Lehidamos L'Malochim, to be comparable to angels. D'Chsiv Behen, we write, and it says by the Malochim, V'Agleim Regel Yeshara, that their leg is one straight leg. Their leg looks like one. Some say, before you dance from the Esrei, you should take three steps forward. The way you would approach to do something that you need to do. He should set his legs together. B'di'evad, if a person did not even attempt to put his legs together at all, he would still be yoyis if he davened from Esrei that way. Sefkan beis hidamos l'malochim, to compare to malochim. Shekevin shemedav imashchina, since he's speaking with the Shechina, tzarek l'sali kol machshavos haguf miliboy. He should remove all thoughts of the physical from his heart, v'ladamos ke'ilu hu malach, as if to compare, as if he's a malach, as if he's an angel. Even if he's sitting in a wagon, he should still put his feet together. Od kasfu, further it's written, if a person is riding in a wagon, Damashman Esrei seated, he should not be leaning back, he should not be leaning to the sides, he shouldn't stretch out his legs, nor should he cross his legs. For all of this appears to be arrogant. If he should sit, his legs together, his head bowed. Sifkan Gimel, Yelich Lefanov, the Ramah adds, before he starts to an Esrei, he should approach three steps forward. It's not necessary to step back in order to step forward. So writes the Eliyahu. Al Minaga Oilam Leilich Lachrov, but the Minig is people will step back and then step forward. Kasa B'Darki Moshe, Darki Moshe writes, the Ma'aril would stand in the morning in order to Dashon Esrei when the Sheikh Sibur arrives at the sentence Tehilos Kelayon. So even though he's seated for Birchus Kriyashma, when you get to Tehilos Kelayon, that's when he would stand. Ube Mincha, he would stand Kishir to Sheikh Sibur in the Teva when the Sheikh Sibur descends before the Teva, before the Arna Kodesh, Uba Arvis, Kishihischa Shirsiba Kaddish, Mariv, when the Shirsiba begins Kaddish before Shmon Esrei, that's when he would stand. Vagam Yosir Oz Kicho Venio, Vakaldarma Vala Machshafto. And that's the time to remove any phlegm or mucus, anything that will disturb him, that should be done when he stands to get ready to Dash Shmon Esrei. Se'if Beis, Tzarich Sheyachif Rosho Ma'at. A person who dances from an Esrei should tilt his head forward. His head should be bent forward a little bit. His eyes should be looking down to the ground. He should be thinking as if he is standing in the Beis HaMikdash. But his heart, he's thinking above to the Shemayim. His head is bowed down. Look back at Simen Sadi Sifkan Ches Mishtabura. V'abakos of the Kodem Sheyaschel Espalol Yistakel B'Chalonis Klap Yishamayim K'dei Sheheilibo Nichna. The Bach writes that before he begins his Shmoneh Esrei, he should glance through the windows to the sky, and that will help humble himself for Shmoneh Esrei. Sifkan Hei L'mat L'Aris, he should be looking down. V'oisim Agbiyam Hashem V'Neim L'Malo. Those people who lift their heads upwards and their eyes are looking up, k'mabitim alagag, as if they're staring at the roof, hamalochim maligim aleim, the angels mock them. That's not how you daven Shmoneh Esrei. V'kasa pimegodim, the pimegodim writes, shein lasos tenua mishuna, when davening Shmoneh Esrei, don't make any strange movements. U'biyachid, if he's davening by himself, reshus, he can. V'lo b'tzibah, but not when you daven with the tzibah. But for especially the harm called Chadon, he shouldn't raise his voice in Shmoneh Esrei or anything like that. Kasra Achron, the Achronim writes, Shekol Misha Eino Oitzim Eino B'Shas Tfir Shmoneh Esrei Eino Zorich Lo'os Pnei Shechina V'Tzeis Nafsho. If a person does not close his eyes when he davens Shmoneh Esrei, he will not merit to see the Shechina when his soul leaves. But if he's dying from a siddur and his eyes are open to see what's in the siddur, there's nothing wrong with that. Look back at Siman Sadi Asif Konvav, or we were in the Mishnah Berurah there. Se'if Gimel. Meniach Gadov Alibo Kefusin. When the Davin Shmona Esrei, a person should put his hands over his heart, Kefusin, Perish Kekeshurin. They should be one overlapping the other, as if the hands are tied together. Hayimanis Alasmothis, right hand over the left. And he's standing like a servant before his master, with awe and fear and trepidation. He should not have his hands hanging down by his waist. That's arrogant. In places where this is how you stand in front of the king, when you speak to the king, and you ask what you request, so then that's what you do. So in a place where you fold your hands over each other on your chest when you beg from the king, that's what you do. It's all dependent on minigamokam. If that is not something that's done where you live, then that would not be a required way to stand for Shmoneh Esrei. He just makes a point. He says if a person has a hard time folding his hands on his chest, so Aruch HaShulchan says he could put his hands on his shtender. And that was the meaning of Chazon Ish and the Stipler. Their hands were on the shtender when the Davin Shmoneh Esrei, instead of their hands were on their chest. Mishnah Berurah continues. The Sefer Asar Ma'amaros, Kosa B'Shem Arvi, the Asar Ma'amaros quotes the Arizal, She'enichu Zoroseim Alibam, Yimonis Al-Smonis. They should rest their arms over the heart, right over left. And they bring in the name of Moshe Kadavero that the thumb should be folded into the palm. So the thumb should not be seen. Sifkan Zayin Be'ema. It's standing with awe. One should move back and forth during Shmoneh Esrei, Mishum Kalatz Mosai, Tomar No, Hashem Yichamoicha. Based on the Pasuk, all my bones will say your praise, and who is like you, Hashem? And this is a Prichodesh B'Shem Kam Poskim, and the Mogein Giborim as well. The notes in the back point out that this idea of putting the right on the left is including a left-handed person. Even a left-handed person would stand with the Yamin on the small. Se'if Dalet. Not only should you straighten your feet together when you daven Shmoneh Esrei, you should have your feet together when you say Kedush with Shir Tzibur as well. Because we're saying the same way that we're Makdish and Shemayim, the Malachim are Makdish, that's how we are. So again, we want to be similar to the Malachim with our feet together. The notes on the side ask, how long do you have to stand that way? So there are those who say until after Kel HaKadosh, because that's all part of Kedusha. The Bracha is part of the Kedusha, so you wait till the Bracha is concluded to stand down, so to speak. And then he goes to bring that, the Toras Chaim and Reb Chaim Kanevsky say, no, it's not necessary. You could just, as soon as Kedusha is done, you could already separate your feet.